the foundation of lasting friendships. In our increasingly connected yet paradoxically isolated world, maintaining meaningful friendships has become more challenging than ever. While we have countless ways to reach out to others, many people struggle to build and maintain deep, lasting connections. The secret to thriving friendships isn't found in grand gestures or constant availability. It lies in mastering one essential communication habit that transforms superficial connections into profound, enduring bonds. The most powerful communication habit for building strong friendships is consistent, intentional dialogue that prioritizes understanding over being understood. This habit encompasses active listening, regular meaningful check-ins, emotional vulnerability, and genuine presence during conversations. When we shift our focus from waiting for our turn to speak to truly comprehending our friends' experiences, we create the foundation for relationships that withstand life's challenges and celebrate its joys. Understanding the psychology of friendship communication. Research has consistently shown that the psychology behind consistent communication in friendships reveals fascinating insights about human connection. Our brains are wired for social interaction, and meaningful communication triggers the release of oxytocin, often called the bonding hormone. This neurochemical response strengthens emotional ties and creates positive associations with specific people. When we engage in intentional communication with friends, we're not just exchanging information, we're building neural pathways that associate positive emotions with that relationship. This biological foundation explains why some friendships feel effortless while others require more work. The friends who make communication a priority create stronger neural connections, leading to more resilient and satisfying relationships. Active listening, the cornerstone of connection. Active listening forms the bedrock of meaningful friendship communication. This skill goes far beyond simply hearing words, it involves fully engaging with your friend's message on multiple levels. Active listening requires presence, empathy, and the conscious decision to understand before seeking to be understood. True active listening involves several key components: maintaining eye contact, reflecting back what you've heard, asking clarifying questions, and withholding judgment. When your friend shares a challenging work situation, instead of immediately offering solutions, you might say, "It sounds like you're feeling overwhelmed by your manager's expectations. That must be really stressful." This approach validates their experience and opens the door for deeper conversation. The power of active listening lies in its ability to make people feel truly seen and heard. In a world where many conversations feel superficial or rushed, offering someone your complete attention becomes a gift. Friends who practice active listening report feeling more connected and valued in their relationships. The art of regular check-ins. Consistent communication doesn't mean constant contact, but rather intentional and regular connection. The habit of meaningful check-ins involves reaching out to friends not because you need something, but because you genuinely care about their well-being. These conversations don't need to be lengthy or profound. Sometimes a simple "how are you really doing" can open doors to meaningful dialogue. Effective check-ins focus on quality over quantity. Rather than sending generic "how's it going" messages, try asking specific questions that show you remember details about their life. How did your presentation go yesterday? Or is your mom feeling better after her surgery? These personalized inquiries demonstrate that you're invested in their world beyond surface-level interactions. Research indicates that how communicating helps build stronger friendships is directly linked to the consistency and intentionality of these interactions. Friends who maintain regular, meaningful contact report higher levels of satisfaction and trust in their relationships, even when physical distance separates them. Vulnerability, the gateway to deeper connection. One of the most transformative aspects of friendship communication is the willingness to be vulnerable. Sharing our authentic selves, including our struggles, fears, and imperfections, creates opportunities for genuine connection. However, vulnerability in friendship requires balance and gradual development of trust. Healthy vulnerability involves sharing appropriately personal information that invites reciprocal openness. This might mean admitting when you're struggling with anxiety, sharing your excitement about a new relationship, or expressing disappointment about a career setback. When we model vulnerability, we give our friends permission to do the same. The key to effective vulnerable communication lies in reading the situation and your friend's capacity for emotional depth. Not every conversation needs to be profound, but creating space for authentic sharing when the moment feels right strengthens the friendship bond. Studies show that communication builds healthy friendships most effectively when both parties feel safe to express their true selves without fear of judgment. Empathy and emotional support. Empathetic communication serves as the emotional glue that holds friendships together during difficult times. This involves not just understanding your friend's feelings intellectually, but actually feeling with them in their experiences. Empathy transforms ordinary conversations into healing exchanges that strengthen relational bonds. Empathetic responses validate emotions without trying to fix or minimize them. When a friend is grieving a loss, saying, "I can't imagine how difficult this must be for you," often provides more comfort than "everything happens for a reason." The goal is to communicate that their feelings are valid and that you are present with them in their experience. Developing empathetic communication skills requires practice in emotional attunement. This means paying attention to not just what your friend is saying, but how they're saying it, their body language, and the emotions underlying their words. Research from academic institutions demonstrates that using communication to strengthen friendship becomes most effective when empathy guides our responses. The power of presence in communication. In our distraction-filled world, offering someone your complete presence during conversation has become increasingly rare and valuable. Presence involves more than physical proximity, it requires mental and emotional availability. When we're truly present with friends, we create sacred space for authentic connection. Present communication means putting away devices, making eye contact, and giving your friend your undivided attention. This might seem obvious, but research shows that the mere presence of a phone on the table can reduce the quality of conversation and connection between people. By creating phone-free zones during important conversations, we signal that the relationship takes priority. Presence also involves being comfortable with silence and allowing natural pauses in conversation. Not every moment needs to be filled with words. Sometimes the most powerful communication happens in the quiet spaces where understanding deepens. Friends who master present communication report feeling more valued and understood in their relationships. Overcoming communication barriers. Even with the best intentions, friendships encounter communication challenges. Common barriers include different communication styles, cultural backgrounds, life stages, and personal triggers. The key to maintaining strong friendships lies not in avoiding these challenges but in developing skills to navigate them effectively. Successful friends learn to communicate about communication itself. This metacommunication might sound like, "I noticed we seem to be talking past each other. Can we take a step back and make sure we understand each other's perspective?" This approach transforms potential conflicts into opportunities for deeper understanding. Misunderstandings are inevitable in any relationship, but how we handle them determines the friendship's trajectory. Quick clarification, sincere apologies when appropriate, and the willingness to see situations from multiple perspectives help friends move through difficulties stronger than before. Building trust through communication patterns. Trust in friendships develops through consistent communication patterns over time. This includes following through on what we say we'll do, maintaining confidentiality, and showing up emotionally when friends need support. Trust-building communication involves both verbal and nonverbal elements that demonstrate reliability and care. Trustworthy communication includes being honest about your capacity and limitations. If you're going through a difficult period and can't provide usual emotional support, communicating this honestly maintains trust better than withdrawing without explanation. Friends appreciate authenticity about availability and circumstances. Consistency in communication style also builds trust. While we all have different moods and energy levels, maintaining core communication values such as respect, honesty, and empathy helps friends know what to expect from interactions. Professional insights reveal that friendship communication thrives when both parties feel secure in the relationship's foundation. Digital communication vs. face-to-face connection. Modern friendships must navigate the balance between digital convenience and face-to-face intimacy. While technology enables us to maintain connections across distances and busy schedules, it can also create barriers to deep communication if not used thoughtfully. Effective friendship communication uses digital tools to enhance rather than replace meaningful interaction. Text messages work well for quick check-ins and logistical coordination, but important conversations benefit from voice or video calls where tone and nuance can be better communicated. Face-to-face interaction remains irreplaceable for building the deepest levels of connection. The key is matching the communication medium to the message's importance and complexity. Sharing exciting news might work perfectly in a text, but discussing relationship concerns or processing grief requires more intimate communication channels that allow for full emotional expression and support. Practical implementation strategies. Transforming communication habits requires intentional practice and patience with yourself as you develop new skills. Start by choosing one aspect of friendship communication to focus on, such as active listening or regular check-ins, and practice consistently before adding additional elements. Create communication rituals that fit your lifestyle and friendships. This might involve scheduling monthly coffee dates with close friends, sending weekly voice messages to long-distance companions, or establishing text threads for daily encouragement among friend groups. The specific format matters less than the consistency and intentionality behind the communication. Develop personal cues that remind you to engage in quality communication. This could mean setting phone reminders to reach out to friends, creating dedicated time slots for relationship conversations, or establishing environmental triggers like turning off notifications during friend visits. Nurturing communication skills over time. Building strong friendship communication habits is an ongoing journey rather than a destination. As we grow and change, our communication needs and styles may evolve, requiring flexibility and continued learning. The most resilient friendships adapt their communication patterns while maintaining core values of respect, authenticity, and care. Regular reflection on communication patterns helps friendships stay healthy and vibrant. Periodically asking yourself questions like, "How well am I listening to my friends?" or "When did I last have a meaningful conversation with someone I care about?" keeps relationship maintenance at the forefront of your awareness. Seeking feedback from trusted friends about your communication style, when done with genuine openness to growth, can provide valuable insights for improvement. The goal isn't perfection but rather continuous development of skills that serve both you and your friends. Conclusion. The communication habit that builds strong friendships prioritizing understanding through active listening, regular meaningful contact, appropriate vulnerability, empathy, and presence transforms relationships from casual acquaintanceships into lifelong bonds. These skills require practice and intentionality, but the rewards extend far beyond individual friendships to create a more connected and fulfilling life. When we commit to this communication approach, we don't just build better friendships, we become better friends ourselves. The habits of deep listening, regular check-ins, and empathetic response create positive ripple effects that enhance all our relationships. In a world that often feels fragmented and superficial, choosing to communicate with intention and depth becomes an act of both personal growth and social healing. Start small, be patient with yourself as you develop these skills, and remember that every conversation is an opportunity to strengthen the bonds that make life meaningful. Your friends will notice the difference, and you'll discover that investing in communication creates returns that last a lifetime.